In the spring or summer, you'll have tomatoes, beans, butter beans, peas, okra, iced potatoes, squash, cucumbers. Boy, I could just name on and on.
You certainly have. All right, all these things, most of these things that you've been naming, peas and beans and so forth, you'd call them all what?
Vegetables.
All right. There is southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground corn and boiled. You just mentioned
hominy.
It. All right, hominy. Now, are hominy and grits the same thing?
No.
What's
hominy, the grain of corn stays whole. And people that used to make it at home, and the homemade kind is so good, they used to drip ashes, you know, get the lye out of ashes, and then they'd put it in a wash pot, the corn and water, and put this lye in there, and that would eat that husk off, cause that husk, the outside of the grain of corn, to slip off, and then you take it up and wash it and wash it, and then put it back and boil it some more, and then take it up and wash it again, and get through, it'd be just as pretty and white. And that is good. Have you ever eaten any?
Only canned, and it wasn't all that great.
The homemade kind is so much better.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
The grits, then, is that made from, what's grits made from?
Oh, it's made from corn, but it's ground real fine.
All right, now, it's not made from hominy?
No.
Okay. There's a starchy vegetable that's, it's a grain, and it's, the Chinese eat it a lot.
Oh, soybean?
Well, another one, a white, long grain.
Rice.
All right, I'm sure they don't grow rice.
No, they used to, but now up in Delta, Mississippi Delta, they grow a lot of rice.
They do?
My daddy, when I was a little kid, he used to grow rice.
Really? Uh-huh. Now, was this in this area?
Yeah. They grow it in a place where it's kind of low and wet. That's the kind of land it takes for rice. And then there was a northern man that used to live up by us, was kind of old man, and he'd take a sickle and cut that rice, you know, and he'd tie it in bundles, and then he'd run a wire through the field and hang that rice up on that wire until it dried. And then he'd take it to a mill and they'd thrash it. It would really be good, too.
My goodness. What are some terms for cheap homemade whiskey?
Moonshine, bootleg.
Anything else? Is there anything you'd call cheap bought whiskey?
Well, I don't know too much about whiskeys. I imagine one that's less. Got at least alcohol.
Ever hear it called white lightning?
Yeah.
That's homemade,
yeah.
I'm thinking now. Ever hear it called splow?
No.
Ever hear that term?
No.
What about beer that you make at home?
Homebrew.
All right. When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, just that, just
smell that, how good it smells.
You mentioned a while ago that you would put syrup on your pancakes. Is there something else that's like that? That's like syrup?
Maple syrup, molasses.
All right, are molasses and syrup the same thing?
Yeah.
Is there any difference?
No. You know, we used to grow cane, you know, and make a good old Louisiana molasses, you know. We always call them molasses. At a homegrown kind, that's the best going.
Is it?
Oh, they're so good. We used to just make hundreds of gallons of syrup. It'd be so good. Make molasses candy. Did you ever eat molasses candy?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, you've missed something. Put peanuts in it.
I don't think I